was as tough as it gets, Charlie, to be honest with you. You know, what they had to put into that performance to get out the other end of it with a victory was absolutely unbelievable, and I suppose was testimony to the work that they've done in the last 8 months that they were able to play in a game like that. But that, I suppose, intensity in the mind as well as the body and everything else, it was a serious, serious challenge put ahead of them today. But, you know, I feel that they showed great composure in the second half. You know, there was so many questions being asked of us from Tyrone, and we knew that was going to happen, but they showed unbelievable composure, I felt, to pick off their scores at the right time, you know, and to work the ball into good areas and not be silly in possession. And, you know, it's just great to be out the other end of it now, and it's fantastic to be facing into 3 weeks now, training again for an Ulster final and an opportunity for this group of players now to go back-to-back in Ulster for the first time ever. So it's a big carrot on the stick for us, and the fact that we're through the day, it's just great that they get that opportunity.
Yeah. We knew caution after the Derry game, and everybody was talking Donegal up so much that Tyrone were going to present a very different challenge. But did you underestimate how big a challenge they were going to give? Because, you know, tactically they had everything worked out, Jim. They were making it so difficult in every area of the pitch today.
Every time that this Tyrone team has been questioned, you know, Mickey Hart has come up with something. You know, I know they were loaded off a few years ago, and you know, they went into Dublin, into Crow Park to play Dublin, and they blew them out of the water. So that's the quality of the coaching that's on the other side of the line there in Tyrone, and that's the quality of the players they have. And we were expecting that, Charlie. We're not stupid, you know, when it comes to that side of things, and we knew that the challenge was going to be huge. That is as tough as ever going to be there today. And you know, they asked all the questions, they implemented their own game plan. It was absolutely just tit for tat in a lot of areas for a long period of time, and thankfully we come out the other end of it.
Well, you asked yourself, just where are we going to get the scores here, because it looked as if, you know, they were able to just prevent you getting in close to goal. A couple of goal chances came at the end. Everyone was a bit frantic. But before that, it was so difficult to even create a score.
Well, without a doubt, we knew that. Anyway, once we set up a seven in the defence, we knew that that was the challenge that was going to be ahead of us. And then, you know, they obviously had a serious amount of work done on the training field, you know, to try and make it difficult for us. And it was a huge challenge, you know. But, like, I'd have to say that I'm very happy with the younger boys. That they were, you know, the older boys, you can say, like Colm and a lot of the senior players, Neil Galler and Rory, they have 100 games played for Donegal, you know, and they might have faced different scenarios down through the years. But for the younger lads to come through that, you know, what was put ahead of them, it was very encouraging, you know, and it's just great.
What did you say to them at half time? 6-5 down, and if anything, Tyrone deserved to be ahead at half time.
Well, we just said to them, you know, that we had to play with more width, we had to play with more depth, you know, we had to keep prodding, we had to keep looking for openings, you know, we had to ask questions, we had to try and switch the play, we had to try and open them up, we had to turn them as much as possible, and we had to try and get our players into the right areas of the field to kind of, you know, to take advantage of that if we were able to create them openings. And that's what was satisfying about it, you know, the more the game went on, it opened up. We were able to open it up more, which was encouraging, you know. And as I say, you know, the older players will have a good handle on it, but the younger boys through in that situation, it is very positive.
Yeah. You called to make the wing Roy Cavanagh back into the team and leave Liam McAloon out after the performance against Derry. Not an easy thing to do. Now, the Neil McGee situation obviously was something that came into the match with Jim.
Well, it was a bit of a disaster, to be honest with you, Charlie. Before the game started, we were doing a warm-up. Paddy McGrath, twins of hamstring, Michael Murphy, twins of hamstring, and Neil McGee, felt his hamstring as well. And you're thinking, Jesus, like, is this a meltdown or what's going to happen here? But, you know, the other two boys soldiered on, and Neil had to come out. But, you know, in relation to the Leo call, it was a very difficult call. You know, we felt the last day with the three up and Michael in the 40 would give us a good platform to get at them. But, you know, from very early on today, we knew that that opportunity wasn't going to be afforded to us, you know, and it was going to be a different game here today. You know, Declan Wells played very well in Cavan as well. He didn't make the team for the Derry, you know, and it's, you know, I've said all along, it's horses for courses, and you're trying to get the right mix to get you over the line in any given game. And we got over the line today. Whether we got everything right or not is another question, but, you know, the bottom line is we're in the final now, and these boys now have three of the best weeks of their life, Charlie, in the training field, you know, and to begin to, you know, an opportunity where they can go back to back in Ulster for the first time in the history of the county is a big, big, big opportunity for them. Hopefully they can take it there.
And down in the final, 3 weeks to prepare for that. I mean, when we mention down in Ulster football, we know what we're talking about, Jim, but you emphasised last year when Donegal won the Ulster title that retaining it would be the first thing you'd want to do in 2012. You're one step away.
Well, that's it. But I don't want to start talking about Down, to be honest with you. I'm half bamboozled with Tyrone. So I think, you know, there's a few...
We'll leave Down to another day.
Well, there's a few breaths to be taken, I suppose, in the next couple of hours to absorb it, you know. And I'm very interested to watch it back myself to see how the whole thing unfolded, you know. But we're just delighted, Charlie. And, you know, we're delighted now for our supporters at home that are listening there and that we're here today. You know, that the boys have given them another day out now. And it's obviously, you know, I've made... my intentions fairly clear, you know, from the day one that the Ulster Championship was something I always, you know, had a very strong opinion on and very, you know, a great belief in.
Yeah.
And the players are the same, and, you know, we respect the championship so much. It's the only championship in town when you're in it, and then when you're out of it, you've got to either go to the back door or continue on. So it's just great now that to have an opportunity to play in another final.